November 30th, Friday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time, the Feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. The first reading comes from the letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. It begins by speaking about those who confess with their mouths and believe in their hearts. If you believe in your heart, you'll be justified. Remember, we are justified by faith. Justification means to be at peace with God, and we attain that peace by faith. Faith is an act of trust. We trust in the love that God has shown us when Jesus died on the cross and redeemed us. So when we believe in our hearts, we're already justified, we're already living at peace, but then we have to confess with our mouth that we can't just sit back in a chaise lounge and say, I'm justified, that's all there is to it. We have to live out our faith. And we do that by works, and that's what is meant by saying confess with your mouth, that you're doing something active. If you do that, you will be saved. In the letters of Paul, salvation occurs on the last day, at the final judgment. And so although we're justified by faith, Paul says that we work out our salvation. Because we believe, there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. But in order for this to be true, we have to hear the words. The messenger has to be sent out. And blessed are the feet of those who bear that good news. That's the reason that this particular reading is chosen today. Because Andrew, the apostle, spread the good news. He was the one who proclaimed the message that Jesus has come for both Jew and Gentile to the distant lands. The gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. And it's two vocation stories. The first one is of Peter and Andrew, who are fishermen, and Jesus calls them, and then the sons of Zebedee are also called. Jesus takes that which is already true. They're already fishermen, and he gives it a new purpose. He transforms it. And that becomes a paradigm of our own conversion. We all have certain natural talents. Jesus doesn't want us to deny those talents. He wants us to transform those talents and use it for the sake of others, for the building up of the church. And therefore, in our conversion, it's not a question of annihilation, of negating who we are, but rather a question of transformation, taking that which we are and making it better in the grace of Christ. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.